I was particularly drawn by some of your comments, actually. So the air cargo market post-Lunar New Year, you called it surprisingly resilient after we saw an 11% increase in demand in March. That was a third consecutive month of gains. So I guess the question really is, why were you surprised?
Well, I think I wasn't the only one who was surprised. If you would have asked people October last year, you know, what is your outlook for Q1? I don't think we would have gotten many people who had said, well, I expected demand increase double digit year over year. So it's surprising. And I've met several people throughout the value chain, and nobody really can get their hand on it. I mean, yes, Red Sea, yes, e-commerce, but there's more to it than that. And it seems that even the, I think the global economy sometimes defies, let's say, what many experts and scientists said, things need to calm down, but it just keeps on humming along, it seems. Maybe that's why it's surprising.
We've had some big year-on-year gains on the ocean freight market. Now, it's hard to tell exactly what that means in March, but is this just a reflection of where maybe the economy's bouncing back a bit quicker, or have you been able to identify how much of this is e-commerce, or is that localized, or how much of this is a Red Sea in crisis type story?
Well, e-commerce is definitely localized, although it spreads, let's say it wings over the rest of the world, but the origin are very distinct. Southern China, Hong Kong, predominantly. And the Red Sea situation, yeah, that's affecting predominantly Middle East, Indian subcontinent, and Asia into Europe.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Lodestar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on thelodestar.com. Thanks for listening.